five catches of 2017.
Number three.
Blake Bortles only completed 12 of just 23 passing attempts in the AFC wildcard game against the Bills. He passed for only 87 yards. He ran for 88. Tight end Ben Koyak caught only 7 passes all season long. One of those, the most important, came at the end of a long 15-play drive in the third quarter. For all practical purposes, it was the only throw, only catch that mattered that day.
I formation, here we go. Fournette the running back. Play fake. They want to throw it back in the end zone to Ben Koyak. Caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville. A play fake and a touchdown pass to Ben Koyak.
Bortles stumbled for a moment. Up top, he's got his man for the touchdown. Koyak with the catch.
We put it in this week and worked it a couple times, and it was definitely up. You know, if we got down there on the goal line, we were going to call it. You know, Ben did a good job of selling it. Everybody up front did a good job of selling it, and he made a good play in the back of the end zone.
It turned out to be the game's only touchdown, but what a throw and what a catch it was for the Jags, who hosted their first playoff game in 18 years. It wasn't the prettiest or most athletic or acrobatic or dramatic catch of 2017, but it was easily the most significant. Now here's Jeff with a different look.
A gutsy call against the Buffalo Bills. Fourth and one, and guess what? One option for Blake Bortles. Let's take a look. And first, give credit to Blake Bortles for maintaining his feet. Right guard A.J. Can stepped down right on his foot. Most quarterbacks would have gone down. Blake Bortles strong enough to fight through it. And it's one-on-one, fourth and one. And there's only one wide receiver. Fortunately, it worked, because if it didn't, who knows what would have happened on fourth and one.